You are listening to episode 10 of the FitsPro podcast, where I am going to help you decide whether or not you should be an entrepreneur. So if entrepreneurship is something that is on your radar, if you are new to entrepreneurship or you have a dream and you're not sure if you want to make a go at it, today's episode is for you. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPo. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. All right, I actually need to start this off by saying that I am in our villa in Bali. So if we hear any birds chirping, any thunder, anything, you know, from the natural elements, I apologize. I am literally enclosed in a like fabric net in order to eliminate echo and as many sounds as I possibly can. So starting off with that, today's episode is about whether or not you should become an entrepreneur, whether you should pursue that, and some things to maybe consider before doing so. Let's start off with some reasons that we should not use to become an entrepreneur. So the fact that you hate your job, not a reason to become an entrepreneur. You're money hungry, so you just want to make more money, and that is your only push, your only motivation to become an entrepreneur, not a reason to become an entrepreneur. You think that it will be easier than your job now, and that you will have less stress. No, I don't know what you're doing right now, but becoming an entrepreneur in order to lower stress and because you think it will be easier is not a reason to become an entrepreneur. On the contrary, you should give entrepreneurship a shot if you have a passion you want to share with the world. So if you have an idea or something inside of you that you want to share with the world, that is a great reason to start considering or playing with or dabbling in entrepreneurship. If you have a realistic understanding that it is not easy, that you will fail, and that it will take a lot of grit, but you're willing to go all in, then entrepreneurship is a great idea for you. So to me, entrepreneurship is about heart, grit, and your beliefs. Being realistic is super important when it comes to expectations and the work, which is why I mention it. I think that it's admirable to be unrealistic with the dreaming aspect of entrepreneurship. So I think that people who dream really big and really out there, and you know, other people might think they're crazy. I admire that. I struggle to dream that big sometimes, but you need to be realistic about the work and time that it is going to take, or that it might take, in order to achieve those dreams. I hope that makes sense. So dream super big, but then be realistic about the fact that it's going to take more work, more grit, more grind than you probably think in order to get there. So should you be an entrepreneur? I don't know, but I hope that this short episode made it a bit more clear to you. And hey, nothing will make it more clear than you just jumping into being an entrepreneur. Honestly, I mean, that is going to tell you pretty quickly whether or not you're cut out for it, whether or not it is going to be a good move for you. You will find out reasonably quick if it's for you or not. So this is obviously a very short episode, but it is a question that a lot of people have, whether or not they should jump into entrepreneurship. And I hope that those questions make clear, like if you are wanting to do entrepreneurship for easy reasons, thinking that it is going to make your life easier, thinking that you're going to have less stress. If your only motivation is that you hate your job currently, those are not reasons to become an entrepreneur. But if you really have a burning desire in your soul to share a gift that you have, an idea that you have, a passion that you have with the world, then yes, that is absolutely a reason to become an entrepreneur and give it a shot. You don't have to dive in 110% right away. You can absolutely build your business while you still have the security of a 9-to-5 job or whatever your current job is. So if you have that passion, if you have the heart that it takes, I absolutely say go for it. And you get to determine how you go for it, how much you go all in right away. But like I said, you will figure out pretty quickly whether or not you want to continue pursuing that dream or you want to let it go and just have the security of a 9-to-5. So that is all I have for you today. Thank you for tuning in to the FitzPro podcast. Please like, share, comment, rate the podcast, give it 5 stars. Send it to your friends. Do all of the things to help spread the message of the FitzPro podcast. And until next time, I am Annie Miller with the FitzPro podcast.